smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Joanna Earle.
Police investigating the disappearance of a woman from Deal say a body's been found. Kieran Corr has more for KMFM.
Well, 36-year-old Mariola Cudworth from Deal hasn't been seen for almost 2 weeks. Officers were called to Dover Road in Eastry yesterday evening following reports of a body in a field. The mum of two's family are being kept informed following the discovery. Her husband, 34-year-old Jonathan Cudworth from Northbourne, appeared in court via video link this morning, charged with murdering his wife. He spoke only to confirm his name. He's been remanded in custody and is due back in court in July.
This is KMFM News.
A fresh earthquake in Nepal has killed at least 36 people, according to the country's home ministry. It's less than 3 weeks since the first quake in decades claimed around 8,000 lives. Rachel Oliveira teaches at Tunbridge Wells Boys Grammar School and took a group of students to the country just days before the first struck. She's been telling KMFM how she felt when she found out about the second quake this morning.
Just completely and utterly shocked. It was only last night, I think, that I was thinking to myself, oh, gosh, well, perhaps they've got away with it. And then I had this news this morning, which sort of left me speechless, really.
A man charged with murdering a Kent student in Yorkshire is due to enter a plea in court later. 20-year-old Billy Mankelow from Tunbridge died in hospital after being found with severe head injuries in Leeds last month. A 31-year-old from the city is expected at Leeds Crown Court. The Chatham and Aylesford MP Tracy Crouch has been made Sports Minister. Prime Minister David Cameron has been continuing to make appointments following the election. He's also met with his first all-Conservative cabinet for the first time this morning. Bosses at a Kent car parts supplier have told KMFM they're ready to support staff after announcing nearly 100 jobs are set to be lost. Ferdinand Bilstein UK are moving warehouse operations to the Midlands after plans for a new facility near Junction 8 of the M20 at Maidstone were rejected. The lease on their current site in Marden runs out in 2017, although their head office will remain there. Mark Northeast is Managing Director.
We've said that we're very much here as a company to help them through the change process and to upskill if need be and do some training and what have you. But it is a long time away, and this is what we're reiterating the message to people.
KMFM News.
Three people have been arrested after police from Kent and the Met stopped a car near the Isle of Sheppey last night. Armed officers and dog units were reportedly involved in the operation, and a large amount of suspected stolen goods have been recovered. The people who run Kent's trains have come up with a special baby on board badge to try and make it easier for pregnant women to have a comfortable journey. Southeastern hope it'll prevent mums-to-be feeling awkward if they ask another passenger for a seat. And Rita Simons from EastEnders has admitted she's already feeling a bit nervous ahead of appearing in Panto for the first time in Kent. The actress who plays Roxy Mitchell in the soap will be playing the Wicked Whip Queen in Snow White at the Marlow in Canterbury at Christmas. The former girl band star says it's going to be a challenge.
It's funny because my comfort zone always goes back to singing, because that's what I was used to on stage before. I know that I'll be fine with the singing bits. Acting, I don't know. I haven't acted on stage in a long, long time.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
The England director of cricket, Andrew Strauss, has confirmed Kevin Peterson is not in his plans for the summer. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, the batsman finished on 355 for Surrey today and met his former captain last night. Strauss hasn't ruled out a return for Peterson in the future, as he doesn't doubt his ability, but says there's a massive trust issue.
We can't have a situation where the ECB and Kevin Peterson don't trust each other. Everyone knows there's no trust out there. I think we've got to be really open and honest about that and accept that fact. Now, if there's a way to build trust, then let's look at it. But at the moment, we're quite estranged.
Meantime, it's the third day of Kent's championship game against Glamorgan. The visitors to Canterbury were bowled out for 281 yesterday after the home side had made 357 in their first innings. A short time ago, Kent were on 110 for one in their second goal with the bat. And in football, it seems goalkeeper Stuart Nelson may have played his last game for Gillingham. He's been told he's no longer first choice and the club are willing to let him leave, despite having another year on his contract. Glenn Morris played the last 9 games of the season for Gillingham and has been offered a new 12-month deal.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.